Today's shiur is Masechet Brachos Daf Mem Gimel. We will begin on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, five lines from the top. We learned in the Mishnah Sibu, if everybody reclined together to eat, Ech Mevarach L'Kulam, one person makes the bracha on behalf of the entire group. Says the Gemara Amar Rav, Lo Shanal Past Bayaseba. When we eat bread, in order for one person to be able to make the bracha for the entire group, that's where the halacha is that a seba is required. As we said in our previous year as well, this halacha only applies bizman of Chazal, where the meal where they intended to really get together was always eaten by seba, reclining. Bizman hazeh, food is not typically eaten. We don't sit by our meals by seba, and therefore yeshiva bizman hazeh would certainly be adequate for one person to make the bracha for the entire group. Al v'yayin, when it comes to wine, loy bei haseba. Haseba is not required. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu yayin, nami bei haseba. And as the Tosfos HaRosh explains this machlokes, according to this version, that both Rav and Rabbi Yochanan agree that by a dover choshev, the only time one person can make a bracha for the entire group is if there is a seba. The machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is if wine is considered a davar chashuv. Rav says that wine is not considered a davar chashuv, and therefore, even though typically a seba is required by wine, a seba will not be required. And Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that wine too is considered a davar chashuv. And since wine is also considered a davar chashuv, haseba is required for wine as well. Ikadami, but there's a different version of this machlokes. Amar Rav lo shanal pas the mahani le haseba, that by bread haseba will be effective. Av yayin lo mahani le haseba, by wine haseba will not be effective. Nothing can make that work, that one person can make a bracha for the entire group. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, afil yayin nami mahani le'aseba. According to this version, everybody agrees that by a dover choshev, haseba works. Everybody agrees by a dover she'eno choshev, haseba will not help. The machloikus is wine considered dover choshev? According to Rav, wine is not choshev, and if something is not choshev, haseba is not effective. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, wine is choshev, and therefore haseba would be affected by wine as well. But you have to have haseba. Ask the Gemara, in the opinion of Rav, we learned in a brisa, Ketzad, Seder haseba. How does haseba work? The guests come in and sit down on different chairs and benches. We wait till everybody comes in. The reason we wait till everybody comes in, because we don't want that some people should go into the room where the meal is being served before other people enter that room. Hevil amayim, that would bring water to these people. Kolachav echad noitel yode achas. Everybody would only wash one hand. Why would they wash only one hand? So Rashi explains that if you're going to drink one of the Zayim Mashkin, which are able to be mekabel tuma, the halacha is the hand with which you're going to hold the cup must be washed, and therefore, because you may end up touching that liquid, and therefore, they had to wash the hand, only that one hand. Whereas Tosfos' opinion is that you have to wash the hand because your hand that might have gotten dirty, and the halach is you're going to make a bracha, you're going to touch the food, so you should only touch the food with a clean hand. And therefore, they only washed the hand that they're actually going to use to touch the food. Moreover, says the Miri, according to Tosfos' understanding, you would only have to wash your hands if you that one hand if it got dirty. But if it didn't get dirty, you wouldn't have to wash the hand. Balahem yayin, and now they were served wine. So the halach is kolach v'echem v'varach l'atzmai. Everybody should make his own bracha. All of us sebu. But now, when all the guests arrive, they would go into the main dining room and do a seva, recline. And now they got water to wash the hand. And the Rashba explains, not only did they wash the hands, the hand that wasn't previously washed, but says the Rashba, even the hand that they had already washed previously, they need to wash again. Because when you're washing the tilis yadayim for a suda, the way to do it is by washing both hands. And now when they get wine, previously everybody had made their own bracha, here echem mevarach l'kulam. Even though we had learned in the Mishnah that if they made a bracha on the wine before the meal, they need not make another bracha. Says Rashi, our Gemara here is referring to a situation where they made the bracha on wine in one place, and now they're going to eat in another place. If there's a shinui makom, these are going to be sugyas that we're Mitzvah Shem going to learn. They change places that they ate originally in one place, and now they're eating in another place, a new bracha is required. Ask the Gemara. According to the version of Rav's that said, according to the version that only bread requires a seva, but wine doesn't require a seva, kasher reisha, because the reisha says that when they were sitting outside, since they weren't doing a seva, they could not have one person make the bracha for the entire group. But why can't you have one person make the bracha for the entire group, even though they're not reclining? Rav says that by wine, reclining is not required. Answers the Gemara, Shani Archon the Detail Maker. Since they intend to move to another place, so when you intend to move to another place, that's even less than sitting. Even though Rav agrees that sitting, when you're sitting, is adequate to have one person make the bracha for the entire group, you have to at least be sitting. Here they're not sitting because they intend to move. Continues the Gemara. And according to the version that Rav said, the loishan will pass the mahani le'a seba, that only by bread would a seva be helpful. But by wine a seva is not helpful, kasha sefer. Because in the sefer clearly says that when they do enter the dining room, and they're doing a seva, one person makes the bracha for the entire group. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam. Normally, Rav will agree that a seva is not effective for wine. But here, a seva was effective for the bread. The migi de mahanele a seva lapas, they're eating bread. So once the seva was effective for the bread, mahanele a seva liayin, it's also effective for the wine. But normally, you need to have a seva. Even a seva would not help, according to Rav, for the wine. We learned in the Mishnah, if wine was brought during the meal, then everybody has to make their own bracha. However, if wine was brought after the meal, one person makes the bracha for the entire group. Sholas ben Zoyma, they asked ben Zoyma, the Gemara in Masech Tahorius that Beis on Beis explains that Ben Zoyma, his real name was Shimon Ben Zoyma, and he was never given smicha. And therefore, because he was never given smicha, he was called Ben Zoyma. Shalos Ben Zoyma, Bnei Ma'amru, why did Chazal teach us that Bolam Yayim B'toy Chamozen, that if they got wine during the meal, Kolech Avechem Avarach L'atzmai, everybody has to make their own bracha. Whereas la'achra mazon, when the wine came at the end of the meal, the halacha in our Mishnah was that echem avarach l'kulam, amlam. So he responded, "Hoyel v'ein beis apli pani." Since the beis apli is not pani, And we'll explain that. The halacha is that everybody should make their own bracha. So the way to understand the Gemara is that it should seemingly be preferable that one person should make bracha for the entire group, because we have the rule of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. But because Ein Beis Abloi Pani, so Rashi explains that you have to pay attention. This is the way the Rosh explains Rashi's opinion. You need to pay attention when you're going to make a bracha. And since the place upon peace, since they're busy eating, they won't pay attention. And in fact, that's why if you say Savri, what you're making an announcement by saying Savri is stop eating and pay attention. And therefore, you can make the one person can make the bracha for the entire group. Another, however, explanation is that one is not supposed to eat during speak during the meal. As the Gemara says in a number of places, we're concerned, Shema Yagdim Kana Leveshit. The windpipe may open up and it could cause asphyxiation. So you're not supposed to eat. So people, however, are very accustomed to saying Amen. And because they're so accustomed to saying Amen, they may say Amen when they hear the bracha. Where the halacha really is, that of course you are very much supposed to say Amen, but not when it's a situation to where it could be a sakana. And moreover, the halacha is that you could be yoytz to the bracha even if you didn't say Amen. And therefore, because they were concerned that people are so anxious to say Amen, they're going to say Amen and it could cause them danger. So they said everybody should make their own bracha. So as we said, Savri is saying, pay attention to what Savri is making an announcement. Pay attention, stop eating, and listen to the bracha. So it seems that would only be, the word Savri should therefore only be said in such situations where people are, which the Gemara is describing, where people are in the middle of eating and you want to get them attention. You want to get their attention. But interestingly enough, and the Mishnah Berurah already speaks about this, what has happened is that people say the word Savri even when they're not in the middle of a meal. When we make Kiddush, we also say Savri. Nobody's eating. Because Savri has become the word that's used by drinking wine rather than the word of Rishos. So we learned further in the Mishnah, V'hu Aymal HaMogmer, the person who makes the bracha on the wine at the end of the meal was also the person who made the bracha on the mugmer, the incense that was brought at the end of the meal. By saying that he should be the one to make the bracha on the mugmer, says the Gemara, Mechlal de Ike Adif Minei, there's really somebody who is preferable that should say the bracha on the mugmer, but we're saying that instead of that person making the bracha, why he should make the bracha? Says the Gemara, Vamai, why indeed is that the halacha? Because who natal yadav la tchila b'achroina? He was the first person to wash my machroinim. And Mesaile l'rav, Dom Rav Chiba Rashi Amarav, hanoytal yadav tchila b'achroina, the person who was first to wash my machroinim, who mezum lebracha, he's going to be the person of say birchas hamazon, and since he's going to say birchas hamazon, he's also going to be the one to make the bracha on the wine, and he's also be the one to make the bracha on the mugmer. So here we learn halacha that the person who's going to lead the benching, should be the one to wash my mechroinim first. So the halacha is that if you have five people or less who are benching together, indeed, the halacha is that the person who's going to bench should wash my mechroinim first. If you have a group larger than five, so then everybody until the last five people who are washing my mechroinim should wash my machroinim. Then when we get to the last five people who are sitting here, then the person who benches should be the first of the last five to wash my machronim, and then the other four should wash my machronim, and then they should bench. Says the Gemara, Rav Rabchi Avayasri Kameh the Rebbe B'Sadusa. Rav Rabchi was sitting together with Rebbe by a meal. Amalei Rebbe L'Rav, Kum Moshe Yedecha. Go wash your hand. Chazid Avamarsis. So Rabchi was saw the Rav was nervous, presumably because he thought that Rav was offended that he was saying to him, your hands aren't clean, you need to wash them. Amalei Rabchia, so Rabchia said to him, Bach Pechsi, you're the son of Choshva people. What I meant to say to you was, Ayim Bebrich Mezoinu Kamloch. What I meant to say was that you're going to be the one to lead the benching, and therefore make sure that you're prepared to do so, but not that I was intending to offend you. Amar Abzeir, Amar Rabbi Bar Yirmiya. Meim Seh Mevarach Malareach. So the Gemara begins to discuss the different halachas of the bracha that we make on smell, on reyach. So says the Gemara, Meim Seh Mevarach Malareach, at what point do we make a bracha on the incense? Mishatala Tamrasoi, from when the smoke begins to come up. Because before the smoke becomes to come up, we can't be sure that they will be successful, that the fire will catch the incense, and there may not be any fragrance. On the other hand, we can't make the bracha later, because then the fragrance may disperse, and there wouldn't be anything to make the bracha on. Amalei Rav Zeila Rav Bar Yimya V'lei Ka'aruch. But how could you make a bracha at that point when the smell hasn't entered your body? Amalei, so he says, L'tameich. When we make a bracha, Hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz, the mivarech. We make a bracha before we eat. V'loyochol, we didn't eat yet. Yet, why do we make the bracha? Eladati lemeichel, because we intend to eat. Hachnami, here by the incense as well, since date he has intention to smell the fragrance. That's why he can make the bracha. And as the Maram Benet explains, since reyach is a very different bracha than eating, we would think that maybe by eating that loch is you can make the bracha before you actually eat, because you're making a bracha on the actual food that's here. But by reyach, you're making a bracha on a fragrance. Maybe you can't make the bracha until you actually have hanah from the fragrance. Teaches us the Gemara, you can make the bracha even before you have the actual hanah. Amar Rav Chiya b'Reida Abba ben Nachmeni, Amar Rav Chisda Amar Rav. V'amalei Amar Rav Chisda Amar Zeiri. Kol ha-mugmoros, on all incense that's made out of wood, where they take wood and they burn it, the proper bracha is mevarach lein bari atzei besamim. Chutz mi musk, there's musk, shemin chayhu. So since it's not made out of wood, there the bracha is bari shemavarach lein bari min besamim. There's a machloikus exactly what the musk is made out of. Some say that it's made out of the waste of an animal, some rishonim. Other rishonim say that it comes from the sweat of the animal. Rashi says it comes from the waste. The Rosh and the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina say that it comes from the sweat of an animal. And others say it comes from the glands of an animal. There are animals in their glands that produce this musk, which has a wonderful fragrance. The question that the Magen Avraham discusses, that if it comes from, this is the Magen Avraham in Rav Chaim, Simen Reish Tezayin, Sif Katan Gimel. The question is that if it comes from the glands of an animal, as the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina explain here, first it's blood, and then that blood becomes musk. And the question is, can you put musk in a food if it was originally blood. So from here we see that if it was completely transformed from blood to musk, it becomes mutter, which is an interesting question for very many foods. If they go through a significant chemical transformation, would they be kosher? The Magen Avraham takes a very interesting point. He says the Torah, as the Gemara in Masechet Bechoris, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, teaches us, gives us a special heter, a special permissibility to eat milk. Why? Because milk was originally blood. Dam nekar v'nasa cholov. What do we see from there? That only milk, which has the special rule that it turned into, that the Torah gives us a heter to drink milk, you may drink. From there, says the Magen Avraham, we see that only when the Torah explicitly said it, we could rely on such a heter. When the Torah did not explicitly say it, we could not rely on such a heter. Where is this relevant to? Many people have the question if you could drink milk of a cow on Pesach that ate chametz, because it was originally chametz and became milk. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Eimavarchim Baruch Atzi Psamim, Ela Afras Meshabes Rabbi. They only used to make the Baruch Atzi Psamim and the wood, the type of wood in the house of Rebbe, where they brought the wood. So we see that we only make this bracha when you have the actual smell of the wood. But when we don't actually smell the wood, which is like incense, you burnt the wood, you see, you don't make an atzei b'samim. Says the Gemara, indeed, tiyufta. And indeed, before we get deeper into this sugya, the minhag ha'olam is typically to make a boire mini b'samim, because the halacha of when other versions of the bracha are applicable are very complicated. Amalei, Rav Chisdal Rav Yitzchak, Hai Mishcha Dafasman, balsam oil, which is either the sap that comes out from the wood, or it's manufactured by putting this wood into an oil, which ultimately absorbs the scent of the wood. Mai Mevarchalei, what is the bracha? Amalei, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the bracha Shparach Bairei Shemen Artzeinu. Amalei, so he said to Barminei Rav Yehuda, don't bring me a rye from Yehuda, the Chavivalei Eretz Yisrael. He had a special love for Eretz Yisrael. And as I saw the Sefer Dvar Halacha explains, we learned earlier in our Masechta, on the Avchof Dalet Amar Beis, the Rabbi Yehuda is the mandam that says, that also Lot says me Bavel Eretz Yisrael. One may not move from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So obviously, his opinion was that Eretz Yisrael was super choshev. And therefore, he has a special love for Eretz Yisrael, and we can't bring a rai from him. L'kul ha'amamai, but everybody else, what is the proper bracha? Amalai hachi am Rabbi Yochanan, you make a bracha barei, shemen arev. Hashem created pleasant oil. Amar Rav Ada Bahava, hai kasharta. This is a type of spice. If you have oil in which you put this wood to make it have that pleasant fragrance, loy. Rav Kahana Amar, afil mishcha kavisha. If you put the wood into the oil, you could still make the bracha. Avil mishcha tchina. If you ground up the wood and put it into the oil, loy. Then you can't make the bracha of atzei b'samim. Nadar amri, afil mishcha tchina. Even if you ground up the wood, you could still make that bracha. Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav, hai simlik, jasmine. Mevarchal bar atzei b'samim. You make a bar atzei b'samim. Amar Rav Chanan al Amar Rav, hani chilfa the yama. Also one of the types, one of a stalk, which gives off a pleasant fragrance, which is, Rashi says, Shiboilus Nerd, which is one of the samamonim that were put into the Ketoris. Hani chilfa de yama, mevarchal bar atzei b'samim. So these two items that we just mentioned have stalk, but are not really wood. And he says, you still make a bariatza psomim. Omer of Zutra Mikra, where do we see that even though it's not actually wood, it's just a stalk, it has the same status as wood? Because the Pasuk says in Yeshua that Rochav Hidem Vihelsum Agaga Vititma Bepishtei Eitz. Flax doesn't have wood. Flax has stalks and it's still called Eitz. Ramshash Omer, Hai Narkum, which is a rose. The Genusoi, if it's the garden variety, Mevarchon Lebar Atzib Somim. They have stalks, and therefore we make a Bar Atzib Somim. The Davra, the wild variety, which doesn't have any stalk, they just have a soft flower, the Brach is Bar Isvei Psomim. Omer Avsheshes, Hani Sigli, which are violets. Mevarchon Aleia Barach Atzib Somim. The Brach is Barach Atzib Somim. Omer Mazutra, Haiman de Marach Be'esrika. Somebody who smells an esrig, either chavusha or a quince, I'm a baruch shenosun reich toiv beperis. However, the halacha is that you only make a bracha on a pleasant smelling fruit if you pick up the fruit with the intention to smell it. If you pick up the fruit with the intention to eat it, even though you may enjoy a nice smell emanating from the fruit, you don't make a bracha. Then that's the psak of the bir halacha in Simeresh Tazayin Sif Beis Divrei Maskul Shenotlan. Amar of Yehuda, Haiman the Mafik B'Yom Nissan. So the Gemara goes into a different halacha. If somebody walks out during Nissan, the Chazi Elonah the Kamalavali, and he sees fruit trees in bloom, Omer, he makes the following brach. Baruch shloys chisa by lama klom, or bar ba brias tivus vilonis tivus, lesnas ba mbnei adam. And this is a fact, the bracha that we make, as the Shita explains, that this happens on an annual basis, and when it happens on an annual basis, once a year, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, Haiman de mapik biyomi nisan. But the halach is, it doesn't have to be nisan. It could be in Adar, it could be an ear. The point is, it has to be a fruit tree which is in bloom. Also, the Gemara says that Haiman the Mapik B'yom Nisiv V'chazi Ilone. He sees trees. So the halach is that you can make the bracha even on one tree. But if there's a place where there's more than one tree in bloom, that's preferable to make the bracha, because the Gemara speaks about more than one tree. Also, there's a question, what is the halacha, can you make the bracha on an orla tree? So I saw the Paiskim say, going back to something that we discussed in our Masechta the other day, that in Chutz Laretz, the halacha of orla is more lenient than Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Laretz, Suffolk orla is mutter, and Eretz Yisrael, Suffolk orla is osur. So therefore, in Chutz Laretz, you can make the bracha on an orla tree, not an Eretz Yisrael. Omer Rav Zutra Bat Tovya Omer Rav. Menayin Shemavarchim Al Areich. From where do we know that we make a bracha on fragrance? Shenemar, Kol HaNeshama Tahalul Ka. Every neshama has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says the Gemara, Eitz Tovash HaNeshama Nenes Menu. What is something that only the neshama has a na? Vein haguf nenem emenu, but not the guf. Have oimer zahareyach. Of course, this is only in a smachta, because brachas are only b'derabbanan. So the question is, we learned at the beginning of our perek on daf lamed hey amen aleph, kol anenem oilam hazeh b'lay bracha kilu mol. So of course, you can't have hana without making a bracha. Why do we need a pasuk to teach us? So the answer is, since the halacha by me'ila is that there is no me'ila on reyach, if somebody enjoyed the smell that was emanating from the Beis HaMikdash, it's not considered that he transgressed me'ila. So therefore we would think that we see that bracha travels together with me'ila. Therefore, I would think that you shouldn't make the bracha. And therefore, you don't make a bracha, so therefore we have to see that you do. And the Ramban takes this a step further. we would think that you only make a bracha on something like eating and drinking, where the actual item you're making the bracha enters into your body. But by reyach, where it doesn't actually enter into your body, maybe you ought not to make a bracha. K'mashmaron, you do. Why don't we make a bracha achroina on reyach? So, say the Rishonim, since the hano that you get from reyach is so minimal, you don't make a bracha on something that is so minimal. V'amrav zotra b'tov yom rav, asidin b'chure Yisroel, shiitnu reyach toiv klavonim. Jewish children will give off a wonderful fragrance, like the forest in Lebanon. Shnama yelchu yon koysov, v'yi kuzayis hoidoi, v'reyach loi klavono. So the question before we finish discussing the halacha of reyach, is we learned earlier in our perek, that by all foods, if you make an kulam, if instead of making the proper bracha, you just made a shahakol, the halacha is that you yotza. So the Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Tezayin Sif Katan Yud Gimel says that that halacha applies by reyach as well. And therefore, if you made a shahakol on reyach, you would be yotza. However, there are poskim, the Chashukei Chabad quotes, that disagree. And they say that by there's a fundamental difference, as we just explained, between food and reyach. Food, as we quoted the Ramban, enters your body completely. Reyach does not completely enter your body. And therefore, they want to say that shahakal is a food bracha, and you can't be yotza with a food. You can't be yotza on a with a food bracha on a reyach. On reyach. Continues the Gemara. Vamrav zotra batovya amarav. Ma'idik siv. The pasuk says, "As a kol also yofa b'itoy." Hakadosh Baruch Hu created everything in its right time. Melamed, what did Hakadosh Baruch Hu do with his tremendous wisdom? Shekol echad ve'echad yipulei Hakadosh Baruch Hu imnos b'fonav. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made everybody enjoy like what they do. And as all the Mefarshim explain, the world needs all types of people, all types of professions. If everybody only liked the same thing to do, then we would not have a world that could exist. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, made that everybody should enjoy what he does, and everybody therefore will do what they do, and the world will be properly populated with enough professions. Omer HaPapa, Haina De'emri Inchi, and this is what people say, Tolei Koiru L'dov Acher, if you put a flower around the neck of a pig, who just washed himself, he'll still go into the garbage dump. Because that's what they do. Everybody does what they do. Amrav Zutra, Batovya Amrav. Avuka Kishnayim. A torch is like two people. V'yireyach, and if the moon is out there, it's like three. Ibelehu. So what does that mean? When we say that Avuka is like two people, is it Kishnayim Bahadi today? Is it like two people together with him? So that's two people. Idilma, or maybe the Avuka is like Kishnayim, the Avuka is like two people, Levami today. So in other words, if you're walking with a torch, do we view it as two people being here, or do we view it as three people being here? Toshma, so the Mar brings the following raya. The Rav continued saying that when you have a Yireyach, when you have the shine of the moon out there, it's like three. Iyam b'shlom b'hadi the day shopper. If we're going to say that with him, it's like three, then we could understand Rav's statement. Eli amid l'vavmi the day, that the moon is like three people without him, so it's like a total of four. The question is, arba l'mali, there's never a need to have four people. Because ha'amamar le'echad, if a person walks alone at night and he sees a shed, nira, the shade will be visible to him, and mazikin can do damage to him. L'shnayim, if there are two people nearer, the shade will be visible, v'ein mazik, but he doesn't do damage. L'shloisha, when there are three people, then you have nothing to worry anymore. Ein nirakol ikar. It's not visible at all. So what do I need for? Elav shmami, no? Davuka k'shnayim b'hadi d'day. Davuka is like two with him. And if the moon is shining, we have three. And once we have three, we have all that we need. Shmami no. So I saw that the minig is when we say Kiddush Levona, we say Shalom Aleichem. Why do we say Shalom Aleichem? We say Shalom Aleichem to three people. Why do we say Shalom Aleichem to three people? Because that means we're doing Kiddush Levona where there are at least three people, so that you should be able to say Shalom Aleichem. And we're saying that when there are three people, we need not worry about the Shadim. So the halacha is that if you're walking at night and you see someone, you're not supposed to say Shalom Aleichem. For we need to be concerned that maybe the individual you met is a shed. But once you have three people, the Gemara says, we need not be concerned that's a shed. If it's not, we have no concern that's a shed, we could say Shalom Aleichem. So that's why we say Shalom Aleichem when there are three people. And that's also why we say in Kiddush Levona, Tipul Aleihem, a Masav HaFachad. The Shadim will run away because I have enough people to make them run away. It's better that a person should jump into fire and not embarrass anyone. How do we know this? Because the pasuk says, he mutzas, she was taken out to be burnt because they accused her of living at, with somebody outside of marriage or being a prostitute. And really, it was with her father-in-law, Yehuda, but she wasn't ready to say publicly and embarrass him that it was with him that she had the relations. So the question is, what's the raya? Maybe they wouldn't, even if she would have said it, maybe he intended to say it if he wasn't going to admit by himself. So the answer is because she gave away their oven. How could she have proven that she was correct? The way she could have proven that she correct, says the Maram Shif, is by holding on to these items that could prove that she was saying the truth. But instead of holding on to those items, she gave them away and sent it to him, even though she knew she was putting her life into danger. Another pshat that the Ben Yoyada suggests is that they probably had a Din Torah, and she should have said at the Din Torah that this is what she did. But she didn't say it. And then, afterwards, if she was going to say it, they would have said to her, if that was the truth, why didn't you say so originally? But she didn't say it because she wasn't ready to embarrass her father-in-law. So the question is that we know, the Gemara says, that on three Averis, of a Dezara Gila Raish Shvichas Tomim, a person has to be ready to give up his life. Our Gemara says that Noich Lel Adam, that a person should be ready to give up his life instead of embarrassing somebody. So the question is, as Taisus, in Masech De Soita, Daf Yoram Abeis, Divrei Maskel Noach, why isn't this inputted in the list? So Taisus says, because it's not explicit in the Torah. When the Gemara always says that list, it only speaks about averus which are explicit in the Torah. Rabbeinu Yoina says that embarrassing somebody is in the category of shvichas damim, and that's why it's called habonas ponim. Because when you embarrass somebody, what you cause him to do, the blood on his face, it changes colors, it drains from his face. So when shvichas damim is in the list, therefore, Halbonus Ponim is part of that list as well. So, the Miri, however, says that it doesn't mean that you have to really give up your life. What it means to say is that how the severity of the avera of embarrassing somebody's, but not that you're obligated to do it. And what Tamar did, according to that opinion, according to the Miri, was only lifnim mishuras hadin. I saw that there's a minig, we know, that people light a fire at the kever of Rav Shimon ben Yochai on and Miron, on Lag BaOmer, on his yard site. Where does that come from? It comes from this Gemara. Because who is the one that spoke about the fire being burnt in our Gemara and not being Mal B'Pnei Chaveroi B'Rabim? Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So therefore, we learn from there that therefore, to remember this important mimer of Rav Shimon Yochai, we light a fire at his kever on his yard site. Tana Rabbanan, hivil afan of Shem v'adas. If they brought in front of a person fragrant oil and a hadas, b'shemay mevarach al hashemen v'akach mevarach al hadas. First you make the bracha on the shemen and then on the hadas, and b'shila oimrim mevarach al hadas v'akach mevarach al hashemen. Basil's opinion is just the opposite. First, the hadas, and then the shemen. What's the machloikis? The oil requires processing. That das gives off its own smell. Therefore, Basil says that das comes before the oil. Beshamai, on the other hand, holds that the shemen comes before the oil because the shemen gives off more of a fragrance, and also that it was used to clean the hands, which you have to do first. From shemen you have a dual purpose. You could use it for its fragrance and to wash your hands with it. Hadas l'reicha z'chinu, l'sechisa l'shechinu. We only you have it for fragrance, it doesn't have a double purpose. Amar Rav Yochanan, halacha kedivri machriya. The halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, who was machriya. Says the Gemara, papa ikla bei Rav Huna berei de Rav Ika. Aisla kamei shemen v'adas. Shokul Rav papa, birich hadas bereisha. He first made the bracha on the hadas, v'ad baruch ha-shemen. Amalei, le'sov le'ma'a halacha kedivri machriya. Don't you agree with what we just said, that the halacha is a Gamliel, who was the machriya? Says the Gemara, v'loihi. It wasn't true. L'shtemute nafshehu David. He said so that Rava paskins like Beis Hillel to creep out of the situation where he said something that was incorrect. Many Rishonim disagree with this. I say that he said something which wasn't true, just not to be embarrassed, is difficult to understand. And they say a very interesting explanation. Rav Papa really held that this was the halacha. That the halacha is like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai, not like Rav Gamliel. But he knew that if he's going to say so, people aren't going to necessarily accept that as the halacha. How is he going to accomplish that people should accept this as the halacha? By saying that he heard this from his Rebbe, Rav Papa, Rebbe Rava, and therefore, if you're going to say it because you want people to accept halacha, it may be permitted. Tana Bonin, Hivil afan of Shem v'Yayin. So you have Shemen and Yayin that were brought before them. B'Shem ha'me'ochas Shem v'Yaminoi, v'Siyayin b'Smoilei. Hold it, the oil in your right hand, the wine in your left hand. Mevarach al Shem v'Chayz mevarach al Yayin. First make a bracha on the oil and then on the wine. B'Sel Oimrim, Oichas says you. The wine in your right hand and the oil in your left hand. First make the bracha on the wine and then on the oil. And then when you have leftover oil in your hand, wipe it either on the head of the waiter, so therefore it's obviously embarrassing, Tach because he'll wipe it on the wall. So what do we see from here? That whatever you're going to make the bracha on, that's what you should hold in your right hand. So Beishamim Beisalav HaMachloikus, what do you make the bracha first? Beishamim's opinion is that first you should make the bracha on the shemen because it comes by itself. Wine, you have to make the wine. Beis Hillel holds, you make the bracha on the wine because there's more enjoyment from drinking than just from smelling. But whatever you're going to make the bracha first on, you should hold in your right hand. But the halacha also is, and this is relevant when we make Avdolah Matzah Shabbos. So we start making Avdolah with the becher, with the cup of wine in our right hand. And then we pick up the besamim, and we put them in the right hand because we're going to make the bracha on the besamim. The halacha is that when we put the besamim into our right hand, we shouldn't put down the becher of wine, but rather what we should do is put the wine into our left hand. Tanu Rabbanan. Shisha Dvarim, Genai L'Talmud Chacham. There are six things that are not appropriate for Talmud Chacham. Ayetze, Shemavosam Musuk. He shouldn't go out wearing perfume. Ayetze Yechid B'Layla. He shouldn't walk out alone at night. Vayetze B'Menoim Ametaloim. He shouldn't go out with torn shoes. Vayesaperim Isha B'Shuk. And he shouldn't speak with a woman in the street. He shouldn't sit with a group of Amaratzim. He shouldn't walk in last into the Beis HaMedrash. He shouldn't take large steps. He shouldn't stand very tall. And the Gemara explains each one. He shouldn't go out wearing perfume. People who had homosexual relationships would wear that type of perfume. If he puts the perfume on his body, on his clothing, if he's only putting it on as an for deodorant, antiperspirant, his hair has the same category as his clothing. People may accuse him that he's walking to meet somebody he ought not meet. That he doesn't have a shear or a tefillah that everybody knows he goes that time at night. So he's going to a shear. It's embarrassing for Talmud Chacham to walk out b'menoloim ataloim with shoes that are patched. A Talmud Chacham has to wear nice clothing. Ask the Gemara, any Rav Chiya bar Abba Nofik, Amar Ma'azot Reid Rav Yochanan, b'taloy agav b'taloy. If there's one patch on the shoe, it's not a problem. It's only a problem if there's a double patch. Furthermore, v'loy mar el b'pantsa, if the patches are on the top part of the shoe, which are visible, Ava Begilda, if it's on the sole of the shoe, less limba. Or Bepantzen le'amaran el berucha, when he's walking on the road, so people see it. Ava Beisoy, in your home, less limba. V'loy amaran el b'moysa chama, in the summer. Ava b'moysa gishamim, where the shoe is dirty, and people don't see what you're wearing, and people say you don't want to wear your good shoes because you don't want to ruin them, less limba. V'yisapim misha b'shuk, Amar Chizda, Afili Ishtoi. Tanya Namehochi, Afili Ishtoi, a wife, Afili Bitoi, a daughter, Afili Achosi, a sister, Afishayin Kob, Kim Kroyosov. They won't know that this woman is really his wife or his relative. Vayesa Bechaburu Shalameorot, Maitama, Dima Aslam Shuchi Bezrei. You become influenced by the people you associate with. So if you can associate with with Amratzim, that's not the way to live. Vayikos Achronel Besamedrish, Shum the Karle Pesheya. People will call him a Pesheya, how terrible it is that he came late to the shul, and Talmud Chacham has to be concerned more than anybody else about Achila Hashem. Vayesh Amrim, Aflo Yipsi Yipsi Agasa, Dom Amar, Pesi Agasa, Noi Telas Echem Mechamesh Meis Memar Onav Shal Adam. A person, the Pesi Agasa taking a big step takes away 1/500th of your eyesight. My takanta, what should your person do to get it back? Ladur b'kedusha de Beis Shimshi. It could be restored by the Friday night wine. So the number of pshatim, and perhaps you should do all of them. One is to look at the two candles before you make Kiddush, because the gematria of candle is ner, is 250. You look at the two candles, it's 2 times 250, it's 500. And the Gemara just said that walking big steps takes away a 500th of your eyesight. Others say it means to smear on your eyes from the Kiddush wine. And others say it means to drink from the Kiddush wine. V'yahalach v'koyim ezekufa, dom amar, amahalach v'koyim ezekufa, if somebody stands tall, afila arba amis, kila doichik rag le'shchina. It's like you're pushing away the shchina, the ksiv, meloi, kol ha'aretz, kavoidai. Of course, this is not only said for Talmidei Chachamim, it's said for everybody. But like as we said earlier, Talmidei Chachamim need to be more concerned about how they behave more than anyone else.